Also, chronic fatigue with no possible causative factor. Fibromyalgia is typically fungal, maybe candidiasis, but also could be molds. Chronic arthritis without deformity is typically fungal or mold. And you have the issue of the neurological from the mycotoxins causing everything from schizophrenia to obsessive compulsive syndrome, anxiety, and depression, which might not be a lack of SSRI drugs or a deficiency in Valium, Prozac, or deficiency in antidepressants. It's actually a mold infection. And we think that it's a chemical imbalance or we need B vitamins. Well, we might need those B vitamins, but we need to clean out the mold to eliminate the depression. And you may have this exposure history that makes sense, that would cause the neurological. You may have been exposed during a building procedure, or a leak might have occurred for years or decades and caused Stachybotrys or Aspergillus mold to be growing between the boards and the drywall. And then you tear it out and you didn't have a mask, and that would only protect you to such a degree. But regardless, somewhere, whether a basement, a flood, or construction, somehow you got exposed to mold and you are being co-opted by those pathogens to the tune of billions of them in your system. And you wouldn't think that those black molds or those green molds, red rust molds, would be in your body, but they are, and they have to be cleaned out. With the parasites, you're looking at a little bit different symptomology, a lot of digestive. And one of the big red flags is constipation. If you have the individual who's been chronically constipated for decades, and you ask them, well, what do you mean by constipation? What is it, once a week? Once every 2 weeks, once a month. You've got to believe that they're full of worms. And sometimes candida can do this if they've had antibiotic history of excessive. And if the individual has constipation where they only go once or twice a